This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we're halfway through the last normal trading week of the year, we're going to look back at a few of the trends in different areas of the markets, especially the ones that seem to make the biggest splashes. We'll visit with Arlen Suderman of StoneX coming up right after this message.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
As we look at this year end in the marketplace, we have to consider a couple things. On the grain side, it hasn't been the rosiest picture by any means. Soybeans are right now taking it on the chin as we see them to continue slip further and further lower. Supplies are also high there after a bin-busting year in the U.S. and almost picture-perfect conditions in Brazil and parts of Argentina. On the other side of grains, corn has had an interesting year. Arlen Suderman is the chief commodities analyst for StoneX, and he discusses the year we saw in corn.
I think it's frustrating to most farmers who would like to have some higher prices. I think the market performed from a function of managing supply and demand pretty well, although I think, as I said, producers would like to have had it produce higher prices. But I think when you look at the global supply and demand situation, this is the part of the cycle where we've run into overproduction, and so the market has gone lower to multi-year lows to try to create demand. And I think the corn market has effectively done that. That doesn't mean that we're ready to immediately raise prices, because we would undo some of the good that's been done.
Livestock has to be where we saw some of the biggest storylines of the year. Cattle are continuing their strength this year, and it seems to be no end in sight for this run. Every time we seem to think a correction in the cattle markets are heading our way, they surprise us once again.
The first would be how heavy a carcass weights that we were able to achieve, followed by how high imports of beef were. And so when you look at the tight supply of cattle that we had, but you add in the higher carcass weights with cheap corn, allowed us to feed those animals longer and create these record carcass weights. And then you add in imported supplies, we actually saw overall beef supplies kind of stable to even higher at times levels than a year ago here in the United States. But yet we kind of held up prices because it was tenuous. You had to hold prices up to keep those imports and to keep those feeding margins there in order to keep feeding to those higher carcass weights.
Now, hogs have seen an interesting year, to say the least. In fact, volatility would be the understatement word of the year. The hogs started the year struggling to find any kind of footing. Then in late summer and early fall, we saw those hog prices get strapped to the back of a rocket and shot through the ceiling. Producers enjoyed those prices, but only for a short time. The markets are slipping once again as we march toward the end of this year.
And we were overall expecting demand to start falling off for pork and for beef, and it held stronger than we expected on the consumer level here in the United States. Even our exports, especially for pork, held better, and without that bigger expansion, we didn't get. And that helped prop up hog supplies and pork prices as well. So I think the overall protein sector performed better than what we anticipated.
For 25, Suderman says he's expecting a stronger economy in the U.S. than in Europe and China, and in turn, a higher dollar, which means headwinds for commodities around the globe. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.